You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Rotations. This is Matty Munster. You might know me from a 3CR show such as Planet X. I host the first Thursday of the month, but here I am hosting the show today, Rotations. Thanks for having me on your Joe, on your Karina. Hope you enjoyed today's hour of power from me. We'll start Rotations in a little bit, but first we're going to have a brand new show, Rotations Pre-Stumps. How good was the day three of the test yesterday? My God, it was Australia's day, and the hero of day three, well, who of course else but Scott Boland. I mean, 20 crucial runs, knew his role, kept Stark in there, and kept the England team on the ground as long as they had to be, so they could get the new ball in for the night session. And then 6 wickets down, Boland took two. So a big day four coming up. Is Stokes going to do his magic, or will Australia go 2-0 down? Now, I want to kick off the show with a cricket song. I've played the Shane Warne song twice on Planet X. I can't play that. The best cricket song of all time, Digging the Pussycats, a tribute to David Boone, which name drops Todd Mooney, hasn't been recorded. So we'll go with the obvious one. Kicking off the show today, this is Tism. You're on 3CR.
Roger got a girl pregnant when he was 40. He was so shit scared he told me. When he said that her dad was a cop, I thought he was joking. I told him he's got to tell someone. So he went and told a teacher. The girl eventually got an abortion. He was fucking shitting himself, let me tell ya. But 6 months later he was fucking around like always. I thought to myself, but Roger was pretty fucking sure of himself. He was the guy who first brought a block of hash to a party. Cause I was his friend, I was there. When he first showed it to people, we all went down the backyard and he rolled a joint. Where did he get it from? My parents would have killed me if they knew. Thought we'd turn into junkies or something. We had too much. Today, he said, and he did all that chanting yobs do, like, "Hoo-ah, Glenn McGrath." It got you in the end, I thought to myself as I looked at Roger. Life got you in the end, pal. You were such a cocky, successful winner when we were 16, but now you're just another sad, fat prick sitting in the MCG, high-fiving in self-congratulation, as if it's you that had the skill and determination to play for Australia. It's the cunts with the bad haircuts that you gotta watch out for. There's never been a popular teenager yet who's done rats with their life. It's the fucking dorks that give it a real go. Glenn McGrath got 5 for 50 that day. Ooh, ah, Glenn McGrath. Ooh, ah, Glenn McGrath.
Welcome back to Rotations. This is Matty Munster here. It is now 2:06. We kick off the show with Tism and the Plorable of Glenn McGrath's Haircut. Not really a cricket song, I suppose, but it's the only one I can think of without there's a name in it. And as I said, there's that Digger and the Pussycat song. So, yeah, that was, of course, off Tism's controversial 1998 album, www.tism.wanker.com. Cracker album, that. If you haven't got the reissue, recommend that. The full box set, absolutely get onto that. Let's keep the tunes going. I did Planet X the other night, and we did a bit of a Bah Humbug anti-Christmas special, and there was, even though it was 2 hours, there was a few tracks that I wasn't able to get on, so I thought I might play two now that I wasn't able to get on. This is James Chance and Christmas is Satan. You're on 3CR.
You don't have to say no prayer. savior, savior. Bum, 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 bum. Don't want candy, not at all. Santa make me think it's all I want, but one more Christmas, one more Christmas, and a big listen. Make my list, check it twice. I'm gonna finish these last ones, but one more Christmas, one more Christmas, and a big listen. I don't care what people say, but for Christmas, make my day one, but one Christmas. I want a for Christmas. Santa, bring me some. Ow!
Yeah!
Welcome back to Rotations here on 3CR. This is Matty Muzz from Dingley, Victoria. It is now 12:16, Sunday the 7th of December. I'm here till 3 p.m. And the bracket three kicked off with James Chance, and that was Christmas is Satan. That was from a Christmas record released on ZE Records in the early 80s. You might have heard a few Christmas standards in the background on his Attitude saxophone. And the compilation of the idea of the compilation was a bunch of Christmas standards with some people putting their own take on it. So James Chance is on it, Suicide's on it. Great record. Check it out if you can. Quick story about James Chance. I was very fortunate to interview him a couple of years ago when he did his one and only Australian tour. And Sean Simmons teed it up for me, and he said, if he doesn't get back to you in a week, call me. He got back to me straight away via email, and he gave me his phone number, his home phone number, and I called it, and he goes, oh, now's not a good time, and turns out I interrupted his Thanksgiving dinner, but I eventually got on the phone with him, and we had a great long hour chat, lovely guy. On you, James. After that, we heard Deja Voodoo with Bugs for Christmas off the 1985 record, Too Cool to Live, Too Smart to Die, a great Canadian punk band, and thanks to Kev for getting me onto that band. Where's that been all my life? And after that, we had the Fadeaways with the Psychotic Return, the final track of their self-titled release from 2024 off Groovy Records. I did see the Fadeaways last year at the Tote with Kim Salmon, Mac Pelican, Plastic Section, absolutely amazing band. Obscure, and I missed them when they were down last month. But if they ever come back, the Fadeaways, check it out. One of the best live rock and roll bands you'll ever see. I'm going to play a track from Rocky Erickson now. When I hosted Planet X in October, we had Phil McDougall on, and I basically gave Phil the show in terms of the playlist, and the first track he played was 34 Elevators, You're Gonna Miss Me. And I liked the Elevators, and I liked Rocky, but listening to his records, I kind of thought, he's a great songwriter, great voice, great musicians, but I just thought there's just something missing, maybe a bit of drive, a bit of an edge. And then at one day at Greville Records, I found a record called Halloween, which was live recordings from 1979 to 1981, which was basically his sort of comeback period. And his backing band was the Explosives. And it was basically the best of the Elevators, the best of his solo stuff, but with a great hard rocking band. And I thought, this is the record. This is the record, the Rocky Eric and Rocky album I've been waiting for. And if you buy one Rocky Eric record, make sure it's Halloween. As I said, it's the man is absolute flight with an amazing band. We'll play one of his stands now. This is I Worked With a Zombie. You're on 3CR.
I walked with a zombie last night. sick. Luxuries have gone to your head. So much sorrow, what is left for me tomorrow? I just can't find no justified conclusion. You know, it long lasts to my confusion.
Welcome back to Rotations here on 3CR. King of the bracket two, we had Rocky Erickson, The Explosive, with I Walked to the Zombie of Halloween 1979, 1980. The live recordings, as I said, that was a sort of Rocky's comeback. And as I said, if you own one Rocky record, make sure it's that great cracking band of The Explosives. Also, basically, the best of his 13th Floor Elevators, as well as his solo stuff. Check it out if you can. It's I got a Gravel Records many years ago. It's pretty easy to find. You find on Discogs at a pretty reasonable price on CD or a double vinyl. Of course, get the double vinyl if you can. And after that, we had The Elite. And the track My Confusion, which was the opening track to Back from the Grave number one, of course, the greatest garage rock compilation of all time, up to number eight. Kev, number three, still the best. But and a big shout out to Kevin Meeks, who are listening in and texting in. Thank you very much. Very exciting next year, double headline tour, Red Cross with the Hard-Ons with Tim Rogers up front. They're coming next March. They're playing Thursday the 12th at the Barwon Club, and then Saturday, Friday, March 13th, Castlemaine Theatre Royal. The Saturday Tote Show is sold out, but there's a new show Sunday, 15th of March. Tote, that's a matinee show, so Red Cross, one of the best live acts you can see. I saw them a couple of years ago at the Melvins, amazing doubleheader that was. And I was very fortunate enough to speak to Jeff recently the other day, which I'll play on Planet X next year. But we'll play a track from Red Cross now. This is their cover of Sparks, When Do I Get to Sing My Way? You're on 3CR.
No, no use in lecturing them or in threatening them. They will just say, who are you? Is that a question or not? When you see that the plot is predictably not new, but you're still stunned at things you will do.
So when do I get to sing my way? When do I Yes, my mates indulged in mindless violence. The main stand was reduced to total silence.
Back rotations here on 3CR. This is Matty Munster here. It is now 2:33. I'm taking you here till 3 o'clock. And the bracket two kicked off with Red Cross and their cover of "When Do I Get to Sing My Way" off their 2018 of their last record. Amazing stuff. It's one of the. Just trying to think. I wonder if any other bands have covered Sparks. Not sure. Anyway, that was from Beyond the Door, their 2019 record. And of course, last year they made the double album Red Cross, both amazing records. And it's usually, I think now it's about 5-6 years in between records for Red Cross. So guys, lift your game. But because I love seeing them live. But I'm very looking forward to next year seeing them at the Tote on the Saturday show. And after that, we heard Serious Drinking. That was a personal favourite of the late, great John Cale. John Peel. And that was Love on the Terraces, the classic 1982 7-inch on Upright Records. Speaking of classics, let's play a track from what is for me an all-time classic album and a Desert Island album. This is the great man Reckless Eric. You're on 3CR.
On a convenient seat by the lavatories in the sodium glare, we used to wait for the bus in a passionate clutch and go as far as we dared.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Rotations here on 3CR. It's Matty Munster. We've got another 20 minutes to go. In that bracket of two was a bit of a double shot Sunday of Reckless Eric. We kicked off with Reckless Eric and Ronarez Cherie. Sorry for the French fans out there if I butchered that pronunciation, but that is, of course, the opening track to his 1978 masterpiece off Stiff Records, the self-titled Reckless Eric record. Angry Phil told me once that it's the only record where you can play on 33 and 45 and it still sounds the same. And I've got the copy at home. I'm not game enough to play it on 45. And then after that, we heard Nightmare by Daddy Longlegs from their 2020 release, Street Sermons. I said it was a bit of a Reckless Eric double shot because Eric actually did backing vocals on that particular track. I was very fortunate enough to see him 2017, 2018 at the Northwest Social Club for a matinee show. This is before matinee shows were the done thing, and it was amazing, just him and acoustic guitar singing all these songs. He also, he's such a great storyteller. I would have paid just to see him talk, and he told a story about how he was in Castlemaine the night before and how apparently everyone looked like Sir Les Patterson to him, so I thought that was great. We'll play another track now. We're going to play a track by a fella called Sam Mann. Now, as I said, I do Planet X once a month. We have a bit of a semi-recurring segment called Cult Soundtracks to Cult Films, and not really cult films, just movies that I love that no one really talks about. So we're not doing Rocky Horror or Blues Brothers or anything like that, but I kicked it off with 1985's I Like to Hurt People, which was a film, it's a wrestling film. It features footage of Dusty Rhodes, the Sheik, not the Iron Sheik, but the original Sheik, the man from the Sudan. And it's a weird film. It's not quite a documentary, not quite a shoot interview. Wrestling fans know what that term means, but it's just a pile of footage combined to sort of make it look like a horror film. It's a bit of a mess, but it's a personal favourite of mine. And so we'll play Sam Mann and the track to the film, which is called I Like to Hurt People. You know, 3CR.
Can you see it? pockets are all empty. There's thunder in my head. It's 11:20 and I shouldn't be out of bed. I should be on the side, but I was out last night. I'm gonna give up drinking for the 100,000th time. Sometimes when I go boozing, I never stop to think. It helps me put my cares away when I go on the drink. But when it comes next morning and you're lying in your bed, it feels like someone's put an atom bomb inside your head. And I get the odds of Guinness blues. I can't find my trousers or my shoes. My pockets are all empty and I'm late for work again. Today I make a promise to give up drinking again. I used to be a pioneer and I never touched a drop. Then one day I took a sip and now I never stop. My wife, she's like a dragon, she never stops her nagging. So it's up down to the local, I'm no more on the wagon. Now some men like the lager and others like a scotch, but I like pints and pints of stout. I drink quite a lot. You can keep your fancy wines and fancy German beers, 'cause I like pints of porter till it comes out of my ears.
Welcome back to Rotations here on 3CR. It is Matty Munster, the new voice of summer. I'm saying that as I got the Jim Maxwell's autobiography just looking at me, the real voice of summer. I love you, Jim. Is a bit of a patron saint of mine, Jim Maxwell. As I said, I don't care what the date is. I don't care what the temperature is. When Jim Maxwell says two slips in a gully, that's when summer starts. And summer started 2 weeks ago when Australia won in 2 days. In that bracket of two, we had I Like to Hurt People by Sam Mann from the 1985, the same 1985 film of the same title. There's, of course, I said, a great wrestling film featuring the Sheik, Dusty Rhodes, and a bunch of Detroit people from the 70s that was cobbled into a compilation film in 1985. Not quite a documentary, not quite an interview, but check it out if you can. And after that, we heard Sean Brady in the track Arthur Guinness Blues from the LP Thatcher Songs. And that's dedicated to all my friends down at Monday Club. Mark, Geezer, Gigi, Terry, Josh, Paul, Cam, Bill, Emma. Look forward to seeing you all tomorrow. We've got about 11 minutes to go. Let's play as many as we can in that time. This is The Youngsters and Christmas in Jail. You're on 3CR.
Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Had a little too much to drink. Ain't got no bail, ain't got no bail. And I'm spending New Year's Eve. In the wrong lane, feeling no pain, suit my car to 75, ran right into, you can guess who, and they say I'm lucky to be alive.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street, while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street,
Christmas turkey, they give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail, wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas!
Ooh.
Well, our time here at Rotation is about to come to an end. Just quickly in that bracket of two, we kicked off with The Youngsters' Christmas in Jail from 1956. Thanks to Kev for getting me onto that. And The Scientist with Another Sunday from the very first LP back in 1981. This has been Matty Munster. Thanks for your company today. We're listening live or on demand. Thanks for having me as always. Hopefully you enjoyed the tunes today. Thanks to Karina. Thanks to Joe. And I'll talk to you soon. As a great man once said, keep punching.
Out.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast. If you found it valuable, please consider donating or subscribing to support independent community radio. To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au.